Hello, hello, humans in the anchor world, other beings, aliens, anyone out there in the radio waves. It's your girl Steph Star here on Steph Star Radio. So I know the last time that I was here recording, I said I was gonna come back in a couple of days. I believe that was last Sunday. And then, Tuesday, Wednesday, some new music started dropping. And then I said, you know what, I'm going to wait some more. And then some more new music dropped. And then I just kept waiting. And that, along with Mother's Day and different things going on, were kind of holding me up. Just a tad bit, but I'm back. And, you know, it's the whispers right now. I'm not truly whispering. I'm just not as vocal as I want to be because the people are sleeping. So, French Montana, my guy, must have fell down and bumped his head, or I don't know what the heck is going on with French Montana, but he said something along the lines of he probably will get beat by Jay-Z and Drake in a hits battle. And at this point, it's like, okay, I don't know if you're doing it for attention or not, but you gotta stop because you can't beat Drake. You definitely can't beat Jay-Z. Stop it. I like French a lot. Don't really care for that new song that he's promoting heavy, The Cold. It's a bibbidi bop, you know. I'm a hip-hop person. I'm going to get into that. It doesn't have to be hardcore, but I'm not into certain type of music. That wasn't for me. Then the whole Kid Cudi debacle about why he never had a number one until he had a song with Travis Scott, the Scots. Proving my point, the music, a lot of music numbers are based off popularity. And I'm gonna throw this dickhead in 6ix9ine song who's trash but is doing numbers because of the popularity of the person of the moment, you know. Kid Cudi, Day and Night was like the soundtrack to a lot of people's lives for years when the song played. It should have been number one. And the fact that it didn't is just a testimony that a lot of this music shit is like Jay-Z said, you know, the music industry always been fishy in to me in the sense of, yeah, he should have been had a number one. And he didn't because it's a different type of sound. It's a different music. You know, it's not regular hip hop or rap. It's different. So it didn't go number one. But since Travis Scott is a more popular artist, it did all of a sudden. And that sucks ass to me. And I feel like that happens a lot to artists. But it is what it is. It's the same with August Alsina, who was also trending on Twitter. August Alsina is a dope-ass artist, and he hasn't been creating music at the moment because he's going through life. Life happens. Like, I'm so happy that I can record when I want to, but I'm not obligated to record. I get a little bit of money for recording. It's not something where I'm like by a contract obligated to speak. If I decide that I don't want to do this, I won't do it. I want to do it for content because I need to have content and because I truly enjoy doing this. You know, I've been saying for a long time, I love music and I love hip hop and I love talking about it. And, you know, I feel like I manifested in one of my previous episodes. I said, I hope that this is going to bring new music, and it's been a flood of new music. Like, let's be honest, I'm not even halfway done through all the new music that we got this past week with Nav and Lil Durk and Lil JT and just a bunch of different people. But it's I don't know, you know? It's a numbers game. It's a staying popular, staying relevant, and life happens. That's what I was saying. And August Alsina should get his flowers because he's up there in my bracket. I'm still working on the bracket, guys. I know. Listen, greatness takes time. I don't like to rush anything. I'm not gonna rush my music bracket. We're not going anywhere. The quarantine is still on. This shit is gonna go on probably till like September. So just hang tight. Okay, like I said, greatness takes time. My playlist is almost done, but again, I'm not going to throw a bunch of songs together. Not all of a sudden everybody wants to make a playlist. Go ahead, make a playlist. My playlist is strung together artistically where it just connects sounds, like the transitions of my songs, just everything. So when my songs are done, it's gonna be the fucking playlist of the quarantine. Everybody else can have their little rushed playlist. I don't care. The point is that, you know, let's give artists their flowers and not worry about numbers or any of that, because life happens, is what I'm saying. I keep missing the point. Life happens. And that's why a lot of times I don't record, because if I'm going through shit, I don't want to put that shitty energy into my craft, which is this, what I'm doing. So I want to be in a good space. And today I almost didn't record because I also do want to take a moment. Somebody very, very, very dear and close to me passed away. Gun violence is a motherfucker, and it took away my brother Roy. And I am going to get emotional if I continue talking about this, but we will talk about that later on. I should do like Meek Mill and not even mention Tekashi, because the new song is absolute trash. It's hot trash. It's garbage juice. It's not even garbage. It's just garbage juice. The shit that smells, you know, when a garbage truck leaves and it drips. That's what his song is. And I don't even know how he's doing the numbers he's doing. From like between him being a snitch and then his music being so trash, I really don't know how he does the numbers. But again, it's not about skill. It's not about talent. I've been saying this for the longest. You know, this goes with the music brackets. We're in a point where it's not about any of that. It's about popularity, and that sucks because a lot of times the popular shit is trash. So it is what it is, and we'll just leave him alone, because I was telling someone, Meek Mill shouldn't have even said anything. Neither should I. He's someone not worth mentioning, so fuck him. We'll just go on to another goofy. Is it Lil TJ or Lil JT? Forgive me. I follow stuff, but I'm not like that, so I don't really know the kid's name. His music is really good. I took my time. I listened to his album, Zoo York? I don't know, I could be wrong. Something York. And he's good. He's actually really good, but he has to stop being the goofy role is never cute on anyone, and he's being a goofy right now for attention. He's 19 or 18, I don't know. So that's expected. People get a taste of like fame or attention and don't know how to act, but he shouldn't be doing that to anyone, let alone A Boogie, who's been doing his thing. A Boogie minds his business. He don't bother nobody. The kid is doing it for attention. He's a good artist. Like I said, he's a little rugged. He reminds me of like Meek Mill, I guess, because Meek Mill came up when he was young too. I don't know. It's just, I don't know the reason. But he reminds me of Meek Mill, and he's good. He's good. I like his music. I have to listen more of it. I heard Nav's album. It's not my type of music. You know, I'm a hip hop head. I like original or classic, whatever you want to call it, hip hop. But the Nav album is cool. It's like something you can play to fill space, but not like necessarily pay attention to. You might catch a good bar here and there, but it's not something that you're gonna like stop what you're doing because you skipped a line. He's not my favorite artist, so I mean, I'm stuck on Drake's thing right now. I'm still playing Drake. I'm doing Drake and doing my playlist. Like, that's what I'm on. I try to get into Lil Durk. It takes too long, and I told my husband this because my husband likes Lil Durk. I really tried to listen to at least 5 of his songs, and every song was taking too long to start. It was like instrumental, and I was like, all right, 4 seconds into the song, 5 seconds into the song, I need to know the vibe. Where are you going with this? Where are we going? It's every song, you know, every song, and it's every artist has a different style. But if that's his style, that's probably why I don't like him. I need you to jump in. Just jump into the fucking song. I don't want to hear this. I'll hear the beat when I see, you know, if you can ride the beat. But I don't know, I couldn't get into it. I just couldn't. I heard somewhere, I read somewhere Drake was possibly dropping more music. I hope it's true. I don't know if it's true. ASAP Rocky needs to drop some music soon. Because he's another one. He's like Rihanna. They just leave you waiting forever and ever. There was a few more things. I don't know, other than what's going on with the world and the things that people say. I didn't tune in to the Jill Scott and Erykah Badu battle because it's not my music. I can't be fake and say that I am. I want to like browse through it. I have Tidal, so I'll probably go on Tidal and they have it on there. I might browse through it just to see what's going on, but it's not my music. So the guy from Wendy said Jill Scott won, so I guess Jill Scott won. I think I should compile a list of people that should battle. DMX said he wants to battle against Jay-Z. And people thought it was funny, but I felt like it's not that funny. They've been around for about the same time. I could see why DMX would think that's reasonable. I can also see why people would laugh it off, but I want to give a special shout out to Angie Martinez. Because I saw her on a live with Fat Joe, and she has been a huge inspiration, a big, big influence in my life as a Latina radio personality. She's been doing this since I was able to pick my own radio station. And, you know, I just hope that she gets through this hump good and well, because she is part of the rock fam, and, you know, not only my admiration for that, but for her as well. So I just wanted to give her a shout out. You know, it was Mother's Day yesterday. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Yeah, I was going to record yesterday, and then I started thinking, it's Mother's Day, I'm not going to do shit. And then today I found out about Roy, my brother Roy. Who I met through my ASAP people, my ASAP family, was like the kindest soul. He was always happy. He was always positive. He could bag any bitch. And it's not, you know, something to brag about because it wasn't me, but it's something I could say. And it wasn't over money or looks. It was just his personality and the way he was. And he put a lot of people onto CMOS and just eating healthy and doing shots, and the memories that I have with Roy are gonna be forever, and may he rest in peace. You know, I don't want to get sad. It's been a really rough day for me. The way I found out upset me because no one in my close circle told me anything. You know, probably devastated of anyone that something like this could have happened to. The last person it should have been was Roy. But only God knows why he does things. And I'm still in a little cloud of denial of, like, did it really happen? Because it hasn't been confirmed to me through any close friends. But I saw a few posts about it, and it made me terribly sad. You know, that one, he never got to meet my daughter, and he was just such a good friend, you know? Roy was the type of person that would wait for people. He would share his food. He would share anything. He was just a good dude. He always had good advice for people. All my friends know that I want to write, that I do this radio stuff. And he was always like, so do it. Just, you could do it. You know, you got this. It was just, he's one of those people. A rare soul. And, oh, man. It's going to be a little bit before I can actually accept it. Hopefully I can get in touch with, you know, some people in New York. And sometimes I wish I was in New York so bad, but DMV isn't bad to us, and this is home for now, so we have to make the best of it. And may my brother rest in peace. You know, have an angel. I created an Instagram page for Stuff Star Radio because I do hope to grow this with consistent content, I think, rather than rushing it or having something small. I might just start doing it weekly, and hopefully life doesn't get in the way. I am moving soon. I have my daughter's second birthday. I have a lot going on, but my heart is in this since like 2004, which was when I got to high school. I went to the Academy for Careers in Sports, and it's careers in sports. And I always thought, like, oh, how cool it would be to, like, be a broadcaster, a journalist. And, you know, high school is when you start to decide what it is that you want to do. But the playlist thing, I always did playlists. I always had, like, a cassette and a recorder, a portable recorder. And I would record off the radio. And then when I got to high school, it was a little more serious, with internships and my thing for Hot 97. So I want to be, you know, this is something that I take serious and I take it to heart. And I do it for free. I do it from the heart because it's for free. And I do it for free because it's from the heart. And, you know, whoever's listening is listening. And I appreciate you for listening. I thank you. And just hope to grow bigger and hopefully one day have a couple of co-hosts so that I'm not just talking, looking at my walls and my papers. But until then, you know, I'll come up with something. Gotta finish this playlist. Don't rush, you know, greatness takes time, and don't rush anything. It's pointless. You'll be 4 flat when you rush. I'm trying to remember. I want to make sure that I mentioned everything. The playlist will be up on the website. The link to the radio is already up there. I'm not going to have no co-host. I'm tired of asking people. People aren't on my vibration. I don't care. They can fall off. I'm so serious about my radio thing right now, and along with my writing. And that's where my focus is. And I'm committed. You know, like, I'm committed for me and my daughter's life to make this happen with or without help. And I don't even care. Like, people steal it, people run with it. No one can be me. So, you know, that's that. The playlist will be up on the site, and then I'll be back sometime less than a week with more news and more content and ideas. Go watch Have a Good Trip on Netflix. It's about tripping balls. It's not about tripping balls. It's about basically tripping on acid or LSD and shrooms and stuff like that. I always thought that's good content to speak about drugs, because drugs are drugs, and some drugs are amazing. And a lot of people do drugs, and you try them, and you experiment. I've tried a lot of drugs. Not hard drugs, but I've tried a lot of drugs. And it does open your mind. They're not always bad, you know? Everything in moderation. So, I'm gonna go to bed. It's been a long day. Long, sad day. Rest in peace to my brother, Roy Royale. You know, and send love vibes. Love can heal the earth. So, have a good night, and I will talk to you soon. Send love and light. Be kind to each other. That's the main thing. Okay? Okay, bye.